It's 9:59 here at KBOO Portland. And following one announcement, no, we just heard the announcement. We will join Flashpoints at 10:15 with Dennis Bernstein at 11 o'clock. Intersections Radio aims to connect communities through unique and unexpected stories. But before that, stay tuned right at the top of the hour for Air Cascadia.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, August 30th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, your fake news radio. At 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. Well, it's hard to tell whether time's going faster or slower in these days of Trumpian reality. It's strange having a president who generates so much reality and is so utterly unaware of it. Not a word as uttered from the White House on any changes of heart or mind regarding climate change or climate collapse or the death of our communal mutual habitat, nor any word about our responsibility to one another. And if James Comey is a grandstand, then Trump making the effort to go down there to Houston, to the flooded areas, and his only real concern, of course, being where will he stay and how will he keep his feet from getting wet. Nothing he's said or done thus far is memorable. We're going to speak with Francis Boyle in just a moment, a member of the board of Amnesty International at the end of the 80s and early 90s. He has been involved in the art and science of of activism for a very long time, and indeed a public intellectual of considerable standing. He's somebody whose word can be trusted. And that's saying something in these days. One thing to be trusted, another thing to be actually heard. Isn't it? It's strange, isn't it, that we all have the right to free speech, but we have very little right to be heard. Before we get really rolling with the news today, we have got a little bit of weather, and that is mostly sunny today at some point at a high around 80, and clear skies overnight, light winds, and tomorrow, Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs around 82, and for tomorrow night, mostly clear, with lows around 59. It is indeed. This is journalism in these days. This is journalism under siege by the Hallucination League. And I never thought I'd use the word hallucination in a pejorative sense, but here we are. And welcome to Frances Boyle, we're so glad to have you back on KBOO today. It's always great to have you on the show. And indeed, in these times, though hallucinatory though they may be, there's enough reality to scare the whatnots out of anybody who actually looks at it. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for having me on again, and my best to your listening audience.
We know that we talked about before, and it seems you know, decades and decades ago we were talking about you requesting the International Criminal Court prosecutor to obtain arrest warrants for Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, George Tenet, Condoleezza Rice, and Alberto Gonzalez. And now here we are, 2017, and I had a show recently on National Public Radio in which Albert Gonzalez was brought on as a reasonable, middle-of-the-road type intellectual. And we now look at the spectacle of what's happening in Houston, and their main concerns is to get the channels open so they can start running the oil business again without any regard to the fact that those channels very likely were a contributing factor in the flooding. I just wonder about so much of this in Houston, the way people's lives have been again commodified to such an extraordinary, in order to be processed, people's lives are being processed in human ways. Can you talk a little bit about the conditions on the ground there and some of the interesting, there are some interesting legal aspects to what's happening?
Well, yeah, as for Gonzalez, he's a war criminal of the first rank. But it doesn't surprise me that national propaganda radio would have him on there. They're worthless. I mean, they've just become another adjunct of the United States government and the propaganda system. And the same for the so-called public broadcasting service. You might as well watch CNN or something as opposed to PBS and NPR. But in any event, it's clear that the United States government, the federal government, didn't learn anything and didn't care anything about Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, and the terrible suffering of the people there who are, you know, primarily poor people and people of color. And the same thing.
People who can't sue, basically.
The same things happening here all over again 12 years later.
But just one moment. It's worse this time, it seems, because there are so much, when you look at this and listen to the cold, detached reports, Texas Biolab and some of the biochemical catastrophe that is, all of this stuff is going to have this cascade effect, it seems. What measures do you see being taken? It seems different from Katrina in that there is so much more that can go wrong here.
Well, that's correct, because in Galveston, they have what's called a biosafety lab 4, level 4, at the Texas Medical Center there. And this BSL-4 engages in offensive biological weapons development of every type of horrible biological warfare disease you can possibly imagine, including Ebola, Zika, all of them. And they decided to put this on Galveston Island, knowing full well that it would be hit by a major hurricane, I believe, because Texas wanted the money, but they didn't want to put it on mainland Texas. So they put it there on Galveston Island, figuring that if anything went wrong, it could be insulated from the mainland. It was really a sick thing to do. Even the people who lived there when it was built opposed it and said it was dangerous. Well, right now we have no idea what is the status of this facility. The waters are rising. The idiots who built this put the BSL-4 lab near the bottom of the building instead of the top. If you look at a Hurricane Ike, that was only a Category 2 hurricane. Harvey is Category 4. The waters there came one floor below that BSL-4 facility. They say they have backup generators, but we really that they put on the roof. But the problem there is that the generators run out of fuel. There's probably only so much fuel they could put on the roof. And in a BSL-4 lab, they also have BSL-3s and 2s there, but the real dangerous stuff is kept in BSL-4, although they keep anthrax in a BSL-3, believe it or not. In a BSL-4, they must have negative air pressure maintained at all times to keep everything in the BSL-4. So if and when these generators fail, that's it. There's no containment in the BSL-4. So there has been no reporting on this, I think, deliberately and on purpose because of the dangers involved here. I did work on getting one press release out. And now, if you are interested, if you Google my name in the last 24 hours, there's a big expose on this written by investigative reporter Joe Loria, pulling together the best we know as of now and have been able to ferret out from the public record. And you can't believe any of this bull twaddle propaganda that they are putting out down there, that they did put out there about how safe this facility is. They've already lost, without even a hurricane, they already leaked out of that lab. Very dangerous Venezuelan type flu. And at the time they said, well, there's nothing to worry about. Well, we have no idea. There was nothing to worry about. It's called Guanarito. So this has all been documented. So my advice is that, we really need the Pentagon to send in a NBC team, nuclear, biological, chemical, with engineers by helicopter, and immediately secure this facility and make sure that the generators keep going. It's now been since last Friday, since it hit. I think they had generators at a bio lab in a warfare lab in Tulane that failed, ran out of fuel after 4 days. So I think we need the Pentagon, and I would encourage your listeners to contact the Pentagon. They can call me. The Pentagon can call me if they want to. We immediately need the Pentagon to send an NBC team down there. They have these emergency response teams with some engineers and by helicopter, and to secure this lab immediately and to guarantee that there is negative air pressure and it's not going to be water level and to maintain its security and safety. For all we know, they're already leaking things right now. We really don't know, Chris, and as far as I can tell, there's been a blackout, total blackout in the news media on Galveston. I saw the first story this morning on Galveston in Dallas, and then on this lab. It's extremely dangerous.
It's beyond, this is beyond comprehension that this is a war crime on American, U.S. territory.
Well,
against the American people.
I would call this a crime.
Thank you so much. We have to go. Thanks.
Crime against humanity.
Thanks for joining us today. My guest has been Francis Boyle. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, August 30th, 2017. Tammy Dean engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.